You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home Abroad, and coming up on 29th Calmont Celt Festival, the first weekend in July. And Christina Skerries is here with me. Christina is the artistic director and the co-chair of the festival. Christina, I'm going to welcome you in Irish Top Walter Roth.
Thank you very much, Austin, for having me.
And 29th, I know I remember on the 10th anniversary, I was talking to Danny O'Connell and Dan, and we were in studio. I was still over the air at that stage. That does not seem like 19 years ago, but it was. Or yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Time
it's
flies.
quite the legacy.
It is indeed. It is indeed. So you're all set, ready to go with a big lineup.
We are indeed. Yep, we've got three fantastic days of music lined up, music and dance lined up for festival goers, and we're really excited about this year.
And your headliner is Mudmen, I think, is it?
Yep, so Friday night is the Mudmen with also performances by the Bytown Sea Shanty Collective. They're an Ottawa favorite, so they'll get the crowd up and singing sea shanties. And then we've also got Alex Kusturak, who's a magnificent Métis fiddler.
Right.
So he's also in the lineup. And then we'll round out the night with the Mudmen, who I'm sure you've heard of.
Yeah,
They
yeah.
are Celtic rock warriors. So as I've heard, AC/DC on bagpipes is one of the things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, along with a whole bunch of Celtic music as well. But yeah, I think we can look forward to a pretty spectacular performance on Friday night all around.
And then I see you have the McDades on Saturday night, but you also have a wonderful fiddler in Ryan Young. I met Ryan last
Oh,
year,
yes.
and fantastic.
Brilliant.
Yes. But the McDades have a strong following, great reputation.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, we're very excited to have them out. And I think that will also be a fantastic performance in terms of, you know, a little bit of fusion and get you up out of your seats and dancing, you know?
Indeed. And then Women of Fiddle. That's four young ladies who are fiddlers.
Four, yeah, local powerhouse, I would say, of women who play fiddle in the Ottawa area. Yeah, I think that I'm super excited to have them as well.
You know, they was a group, I think, of seven or eight ladies of Women of Strings, or the String Sisters. And they produced a wonderful sound. I think it had, it'll come back to me, her name. But she was leading them. It'll come back, but not now. That's And then Sunday, you always have a fiddle mass on Sunday mornings.
We do. Yep, this year it's at 10:30, so in previous years it's been at 10.
Right.
The time has slightly changed to 10:30, but that is continuing this year, indeed.
And after that, the pipe and drums. But a very important thing on Sunday, as always, is the Danny O'Connell Memorial Award.
Exactly. Yep. And then I would like to say after the Danny O'Connell Memorial Award as well, this year we're introducing a youth showcase.
Okay.
And so we are encouraging anybody below the age of 17 who can play an instrument or who can dance, as long as it's Celtic adjacent, to please email Celtfest and sign up for this. We've got somebody to lead it. And we're really hoping to just, you know, encourage the next generation of Celtic heritage in the Ottawa Valley.
And Christina, I noticed like it's an action-packed afternoon. I remember seeing Kyle Haber on stage previously at Almont, and then the McGrath School of Irish Dance. But Silver Fura, Maggie's Wake, you know, another wonderful group. And then following that, Parting Glass. But action-packed, fantastic sort of lineup of music. For anyone who wants to go, is there an individual charge to these events? Is there a weekend pass? What are the arrangements?
So Friday night with the Mudmen is a ticketed event. So tickets are available through Front Door Plus. That's a local ticketing agency out of Canada. And they are $35. So that can be bought through the platform itself or at the gate in cash. Saturday and Sunday continue to be by donation, thanks to the amazing support of our funding partners. So that would be Heritage Canada, the Ontario government, and of course the municipality of Mississippi Mills, and our local sponsors as well. So there's no pass or tickets really to get in for Saturday or Sunday. It's purely entry by donation.
And there's also vendors who have a great selection of wares. You always have those there.
Yes. So we have a vendor alley. Scotts Canada will also be at the festival this year. There are food trucks. There will be a beer truck. We'll be providing local beer. All around great community event. We also have a session, Celtic session, on Saturday night after the McDades. So this is free to attend, open to the public. It will be happening at the Elmont Legion, starting around 9:45.
So if anyone's wanting to find out information, there's the Facebook page.
There's the Facebook page. All the information is on our brand new website, actually. We've had an overhaul on our website, and it looks fantastic. So I would encourage everyone to check that out. It's ElmontKeltFest.com. And the information is also on all of our socials, so Instagram and Facebook.
Fantastic. Christina, thanks a million for taking the time.
Thank you for taking the time.
And most important thing is bring your own lawn chair. If it looks like a little bit cloudy, bring your own umbrella.
Yes, indeed.
But hopefully you only need the lawn chair.
Well, you might be able to use the umbrella for shade as well, right?
Okay, so true, very true.
There's that.
Thank you, Christine.
Okay, thank you.